This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
When I heard this whole body, I was so happy with my sister. I know the brothers are actually close members of families. I know them all. I know those brothers. My brother's home in the north, she's in the hospital. And we want her to at least finish off the group anyway. So he said, say the shahad. And alhamdulillah, she said the shahad. Last month, can you believe it? 9 years old. 9 years old, Allahu Akbar. Just the last month, she says the shahada. Allah, somebody must have made a dua for her. Somebody, she must have done something good in her life. There's too many stories to share with you. But there was a man that did nothing good. He was a Muslim. Did nothing good. He just used to feed, he used to look after a lady that is that her husband died and orphans. That's all he used to do. He would be known to be bad. He would do, you know, all the stuff that is bad. And he would just, when he heard that, you know, husband died, all he would just go pay for his food or his money and turn around. He doesn't want anything else. And the people thought that this guy is totally out in the left field. SubhanAllah. He would have a terrible, terrible life and terrible ending and so on. So he, amazingly enough, he just decided to do Hajj. Just decided to do Hajj. Somebody pushed him or invited him or something. And he died in Hajj. Mihrim. SubhanAllah. So the people around him knows who he is. So they said to him, something is not right. Doesn't add up. So when they were going to the janazah, they said, you know what? This lady came in and said, wallahi, they used to come and they were asking, What happened? How do you get this ending and live in this life? So she told him that he used to come here and I made only one dua for him. I only made one dua for him. Allahumma ahsin khitama. That's it. Oh Allah, give him a good ending. Wallahi, I still get goosebumps, Ya Shaykh, when you hear these stories. It's beautiful. But there's a condition. We cannot lean on just that. Because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the Quran says, if when do you have a good ending or not? يُثَبِّتُ اللَّهُ الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا بِالْقَوْلِ الثَّابِتِ فِي الْحَيَاةِ الدُّنْيَا وَفِي الْآخِرَةِ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala put rules and regulations, but الْاِسْتِثْنَاءُ لَا يَقُومُ عَلَيْهِ قَعِدًا, which means the exceptions we cannot build a theory upon. These are exceptions. Even if you love someone, even Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam could not have helped his own uncle. إِنَّكَ لَا تَهْدِي مَنْ أَحْبَبْتُ. You will not, you know, give guidance to those whom you love. But there are two types of hidayah, right? Two types of guidance. It says i'ana. This is one way that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala helps. الدلالة. وَالَّذِينَ اهْتَدَوْا زِدْنَاهُمْ هُدَى وَإِنَّكَ لَتَهْدِي. You understand? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala told Prophet Muhammad, إِنَّكَ لَتَهْدِي. You guide people. But can he have guided his own uncle? No. That's when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, إِنَّكَ لَتَهْدِي مِنْ أَحْبَبْتَ وَلَكِنَّ اللَّهَ يَهْدِي مَنْ يَشَاءُ. But you don't, it's not a favoritism. I like you, I give you guidance. It's not up to me. This is called الدلالة. الدلالة, I can guide you. Here's the Quran, here's the Sunnah. This is the, according to Quran and Sunnah, this is the path to get to that, to heaven. This is the path to hellfire. I mentioned before, you know, there's a POW. There's a sign that says that this is that you go to Toronto. This was to go to Niagara Falls. I've mentioned that before. You've decided you want to go to Niagara. Beautiful gardens, beautiful trees, beautiful falls, beautiful water, nice cleaner air. No high rises and all of the hustle and bustle and the business, all that dunya stuff. You want to go there to relax, enjoy yourself. But it's clearly marked. This ramp will take you to Toronto. This ramp will take you to Niagara Falls. You've decided to take the ramp to Toronto. When you get to Toronto, you're surprised. I don't want to go to Toronto, but you made that decision. You took this path. And that is the dilala. We can guide you to which way to go, but we cannot give you the i'ana. I cannot help you to do that. Have you heard? You can take the horse water, but you can't force him to drink. Same thing. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives one condition.
يثبت الله الذين آمنوا بالقول الثابت في الحياة الدنيا وفي الآخرة. If you're in the state of belief that you believe in the unknown or the unseen, everything else that is a state of belief, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will give you the qawl, this thabat, to be able to, Abdullah ibn Mas'ud says, to be able to say La ilaha illallah before you die. To be able to answer the questions in the grave, to be able to answer the four questions in that in front of Allah. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives you a seal. He says, وَلَا تَمُوتُوا إِلَّا وَأَنْتُمْ مُسْلِمُونَ. You know what the scholars say? You hear this all the time in the khutbah when it comes to taqwa and all that stuff. وَلَا تَمُوتُنَّ إِلَّا وَأَنْتُمْ خلاص. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, don't die except in a state of Islam. You know what that means? You will die the way you lived. And as I said, istithna, we cannot build a theory upon exception, but that's the golden rule. That's the general rule. So when the scholars say, when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, do not die except in the state of Islam, that means you have to live in the state of Islam in order for you to be able to die in the state of Islam. Because according to your life, you will have an ending. And there's, wallahi, you know, it's amazing the stories of how they ended. And some of the mashayikh talked about it so much. There was a man that actually used to specialize in washing the dead, deceased, and it's online, you can see. The stories he talked about is unbelievable. How a human being dies and how he ends, and both ways, by the way. One person, he says, he couldn't do it. He could not do it because he stank and he was coming to pieces. He could not wash the body. He could not. He says he had the students to wash it. He walked away. He walked away crying. He says, how do you get to this state? How do you have this terrible ending? He found out that he had cut his mother off. He cut his father off. Actually, as a matter of fact, he actually had a son come in the janazah. His brothers said, Sheikh, don't open to this man. Don't open the door. He forced his way. He says, I couldn't do it because this is his son, his older son. Legally, he was afraid that he would sue or something. So he opened the door. You know what his son did? He spat in the face of his dead father. You understand, akhi? So the man couldn't take it. He was shocked. So you'll understand, my brothers and sisters, don't be fooled. We don't know how we're going to end up. We don't. Wallahi, we don't have a guarantee. That's why they usually ask me, Ya Rab, give us a good ending. Allahumma ahsin khitamana. Oh Allah, give us a good ending, Ya Allah, because we don't know how we're going to end up. You know that you can live that. Hadith says that you will, you think you're doing great and everything, but you will sabaqa alayhi al-kitab. That people think that you're Abu Bakr. But really, yeah, there's too much things that you're Abu Jahl when you're alone. So Allah will treat you the way you do on Judgment Day. He will show you, like, just before you enter Jannah, what happens? No, champ, you don't belong here. But you acted in front of people, you're the people of Jannah, you acted in front of people, and there was no ikhlas, there was no sincerity, it was riyah for showing off. But between you and I, you were like Abu Jahl, not Abu Bakr. So you know what? Just before you enter heaven, no, I will take you out and put you in hellfire. You know why? That's double whammy. Because if you don't know what you're missing, it's a little easier. But if you know what you're missing, then you go to the other side, it's even worse. So according to what you live, you will die. And according to how you die, you'll be resurrected. So be very careful, akhi. Always think. Could this be my last ending? Could this be the last thing I do? And the other one, he says, أَذَلِكَ خَيْرٌ أَمْ جَنَّةِ الْخُلُودِ الَّذِي وَعْدَ مُتَّقُونَ. You always have to ask yourself a question. أَذَلِكَ خَيْرٌ. Is this better? Is this alcohol? The drugs, is fornicating, is lying, is stealing, is cheating, and is all that stuff. أَذَلِكَ خَيْرٌ. Meaning that will take you where? The hellfire. Is this better? Or جَنَّةِ الْخُلْدِ. Or the eternal Jannah that the muttaqeen were promised. May Allah make us among the muttaqeen. So you have to ask yourself this question. How do I end up, man? Keep always asking Allah, oh Allah, give me a good ending. Ya Allah, give me a good ending. But it's not a lip service, man. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala told you that. There's one condition. يثبت الله الذين آمنوا بالقول الثابت في العهد. May Allah make us among the true believers. To give us a good ending, and I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to make our last words to be La ilaha illallah, our best actions and deeds to be the last actions and deeds, and the best days to be the days that we meet Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to have mercy on Sister Rita. I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to give her steadfast to be answered the questions in the grave. I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to make her grave a piece of heaven, not a piece of hell. And I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to expand her grave as far as her eyesight can see and furnish it from Jannah and open a gate for her in her grave to be able to see her place in Jannah so she can go back to the family, those who said La ilaha illallah. And remember, on Judgment Day, there's only one thing that will help you. When you hear a caller say, what would you give in order for you to stay away from the hellfire and go to heaven? Everything. You will sacrifice your tribe, not just yourself, your whole tribe, your whole wealth, your whole health, your businesses, your dwellings, everything, just to be able to stay away from the hellfire and to go to Jannah. So you will hear, طَلَبْنَا مِنْكُمْ أَقَلَّ مِنْ ذَلِكُ. We asked of you less than that. أَنْ تَقُولُوا لَا إِلَهَ إِلَّا اللَّهَ فَأَبَيْتُ. سُبْحَانَ اللَّهُ وَاللَّهِ عَجِيبُ. He says, we only asked of you to say La ilaha illallah, but you refused. That's why Allah says, إِنَّ اللَّهَ لَا يَغْفِرُ أَن يُشْرَكَ بِهِ وَيَغْفِرُ مَا دُونَ ذَلِكَ لِمَن يَشَاءُ. Allah will not forgive only one sin. What's the sin? Shirk. Not to be able to believe there's only one God. And He forgives everything else other than that. So why don't we do it and mean it? Keep repeating it. The best thing that they said, the Prophet Muhammad said, Ana wal anbiya, and Prophet's message before me is La ilaha illallah. So let's live according to La ilaha illallah and die according to La ilaha illallah after long healthy story. The closest person to Sister Rita, who is the closest person to Sister Rita? Could you come forward, please? Come, Sheikh. Okay. So, what was your name again, my brother? Forgive me. Ahsan. Come, Brother Ahsan. So Brother Ahsan now is responsible for the debts of Sister Rita. He's the closest person. That means if Sister Rita owed you anything, please come and ask for it for Brother Ahsan. Now, before the inheritance is divided, that's what you have to do. Now, if you decide to forgive Sister Rita, Allah will give you multiples more. But after you forgive her, you cannot come back and ask. Done. Finished. From now on, if you have anything good to say about Sister Ahsan, please go ahead and say it. If you have nothing good to say about her, it goes into the grave with you. Now, only remember, if you are going to follow the janazah, just remember, that's again how the sports of Allah does it. I think that I'm in the box. That's all. So don't talk about the dunya. I think that I'm being buried. What do I say? How do I answer the questions? How is my grave going to be like? Am I guaranteed anything? Wallahi, we're not guaranteed anything. So make sure that that's how you do follow if you are going to follow the janazah. You can hug, come and hug and embrace the brother. Is there sisters in the back? If you are a sister closest to Sister Rita, please identify yourself. So I'm going to ask the sisters, like what I'm going to ask the brothers, to come to him, hug and embrace, and tell him, لِلَّهِ مَا أَخَذْ وَلَهُ مَا أَعْطَى وَكُلِّ شَيْءٍ عَنْدَهُ بِأَجْلِ مُسَمَّى تَصْبَحْ تَسِبْ, which means for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala what he grants, for Allah what he takes, and everything is a decreed matter. So be patient and seek the reward from Allah. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala have mercy upon her and have patience on her family. Grant her a family better than her family and a home better than her home. And grant her the highest level of Firdaus al-A'la. O Allah, forgive us all. Ameen wa akhir da'wan. Alhamdulillah, Rabbil Alameen. Wa sallam ala alihi wa sahbihi wa ta'ameen. Jazakumullahu khairan. Assalamu alaikum.